Hello everyone, welcome to the January 13th, 2019 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 13th to January 20th and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. Okay, so the big deal this week, actually next Sunday, January 20th, is the total lunar eclipse, the only total lunar eclipse of 2019. It will be visible to all of us living in North America, and in South America too, and, oh yes, Britain and Scandinavia get to watch. The rest of the world will miss out. Due to the slight leakage of the sun's light through the Earth's atmosphere, the moon doesn't totally disappear. Instead, it turns a dark red color, hence the nickname, Blood Moon. An eclipse only happens when there's a new moon or full moon at the same time that the sun and moon arrive at the lunar nodes, the crossover points of their apparent paths as seen from the Earth. In an average year, this happens twice for the new moon, creating a solar eclipse, and twice for the full moon, which creates a lunar eclipse. The closer to exact that the moon and sun arrive at the crossover points, the higher the likelihood that it will be a total eclipse. So, for the January 20th eclipse, the full moon will be just 4 degrees from Rahu, the north node of the moon. In other words, it is a total lunar eclipse this time. Now, notice a couple of things about this eclipse. It is in Cancer, which is the moon's sign. So, the significations of Cancer get accentuated by this celestial event. Cancer is one of the water signs, in other words, based in the emotions and intuition. Cancer is the sign of mother, therefore nurturing. It's also the sign of the public and the public's thinking. Another thing, the full moon total lunar eclipse is opposite to Mercury, which has just entered the opposite sign, Capricorn. Remember that this is a full moon, strong in its own sign, the emotional sign Cancer, and here pitted against Mercury, the planet of the rational intellect. In this scenario, Mercury is getting overwhelmed by the moon. In other words, rational thinking loses out. The ancients considered eclipses to be portentous, in other words, signifying something bad coming in the not-too-distant future. Does that mean that after every eclipse there's a disaster? Well, no. But from keeping watch on the zodiac, astrologers have observed that the most likely scenario is that if and when a planet, especially one of the difficult planets like Mars, planet of violence, interacts with the eclipse point during the following months, at that time there is a high likelihood for something unpleasant to happen. In this case, Mars will transit through the eclipse degree on July 2nd to July 3rd. I'll remind you when we get closer. As for personal charts, there's usually no big event. Unless you happen to have a critical planet or point in your chart at the eclipse degree or pretty close to it, in this case, 6 degrees Cancer. However, the house of your natal chart where the eclipse occurs does have a high likelihood to experience some sort of change in the coming months. By way of example, here's Donald Trump's chart, which, as you can see, has two of his natal planets quite close to the eclipse degree. Since it's in the 12th house, this is the house of endings and loss, so for POTUS, the January eclipse is a predictor of his worst nightmare, that he becomes a loser during the coming months. Okay, so now I'll go through the zodiac and analyze potential effects for each rising sign chart. A reminder, I am using the sidereal zodiac, so if you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees from the ascendant degree to get your proper Vedic rising sign. If you are Aries rising, the eclipse takes place in your fourth house, the house of home and comforts, security, domestic life, and mother. So watch for changes in your home, or could be in your mother's life during the coming months. For Taurus rising people, you get the eclipse in your third house, the house of everyday operations, efforts and initiative, the neighborhood. There's strong potential for you to experience a change in this sector of your life and or in a relationship with a third house person, your sibling, close neighbor, or relative. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, the January eclipse affects your second house, the house of personal finances, material belongings, family, speech, food. Could be a financial change coming up for you, or something that affects your material circumstances, or a family situation develops. For Cancer rising people, the eclipse lands in your ascendant, the most personal part of the chart. This is your ego, and includes self-esteem. Could be some doubts creeping into your life in the near future. The first house is your body as well, so you should keep a watch on your health over the next several months, or could be a change in your appearance. Leo rising charts have the eclipse affecting the 12th house, the house of loss and expense and endings. This signals an unpleasant period coming up where something in your life comes to an end or has to be surrendered. Additionally, the 12th house is the house of the subconscious. An eclipse here can cause a lot of self-questioning, which can actually be good for another signification of this sector, spirituality. Virgo rising people get the January eclipse in their 11th house, the house of goals and ambitions, hopes and dreams. During the coming months, there will be some changes that affect your goals. Or you could experience a change in your relationship with an 11th house person, a friend, or an associate. If you are Libra rising, the effects of the eclipse hit your 10th house, indicating some change coming in your career or professional activities, your business, your success in the world. Be careful, too, of your public actions. Another signification of the 10th house is status and reputation. For Scorpio rising people, it's the 9th house that gets the eclipse. This could have broad implications, since the 9th house is your future and destiny. Or the eclipse could affect your relationships with a 9th house person, your father and or priest or guru. Sagittarius rising people will experience the effects of the eclipse in their 8th house, indicating changes in financial arrangements with others or a change in the partner's finances. This sector of the chart has a connection with changes in general, so an eclipse here suggests even more likelihood that you get to experience a significant transformation in some aspect of your life. For Capricorn rising charts, the eclipse affects the 7th house of one-on-one relationships, spousal partner, business partner, client, even direct opponent. One or more of these people, or your relationship with them, will go through a change in the coming months. If you are Aquarius rising, the January eclipse affects your 6th house, This can manifest as a change in your health or in your employment, or affect a relationship in the workplace, such as with a coworker or, if you have one, an employee. Another possibility is a change to how you deal with a problem or with someone you have trouble with, an enemy. And for Pisces rising charts, the eclipse will land in your fifth house, indicating a change in the romance department or with your creative project and, if you have one, the life of your child. So again, although an eclipse is a pretty dramatic event, it does not mean something dramatic happens on the day of the eclipse. Rather, the eclipse is a harbinger of things to come, some change, some transformation, maybe a realization, affecting the part of your life signified by the house in the chart where the eclipse occurs. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you and help to keep these weekly reports coming by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.